internet access, a telephone, and good people skills. Families from all over the nation are using the three-step plan to make extra money, pay off bills, improve their lifestyle, and work from home. Check out the three-step plan. Go to threestepplan.com or call toll-free 800-424-8752. 800-424-8752.
A Connecticut kindergarten teacher is accused of forcing a student to eat food from a garbage can. Correspondent Jennifer Polsoni has the story.
Bridgeport Detective Keith Bryan says the incident started after the 5-year-old Bridgeport student tossed his chicken nuggets and banana in the cafeteria trash last week.
The teacher seen what was going on, and she approached the child and made him retrieve food items and eat the remaining food that was left.
Bryan says the 67-year-old teacher, Ann O'Donnell of Fairfield, was arrested Tuesday on risk of injury to a minor.
The incident involves risk of a health issue.
There's no word on her job status at Park City Magnet School, but the longtime teacher's expected in court on Monday.
The Federal Reserve will pour more than $1 trillion into frozen credit markets. The nation's central bank will buy up treasury notes and mortgage-backed securities in hopes of launching a wave of new investments. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're going to be talking about global warming. Now, the Obama administration is talking about the danger of the carbon footprint and how we're going to have to certainly move away from carbon-produced fuel, and we're going to go to wind power, and we're going to go to solar power, and we're going to have to use ethanol and biomass, and of course, they never talk about the possibility of nuclear energy, the cheapest, most efficient form, because they really don't want a solution, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want a solution to the energy problem any more than they want a solution to the financial problem. They know what needs to be done, but because they control the media and they don't want a solution, they come up with all sorts of incredible things. Now, how are you going to certainly prepare your car at nighttime using wind power? Well, that'll be great during the daytime and we can create the electricity, but they're going to double the cost of electricity and you're going to have to plug in your car with your batteries that they want you to use rather than gasoline, and that electricity is going to be terribly expensive. And since they're going to lower your income, they plan to impoverish the American people. That's part of the Earth Charter plan. Why, of course, you're not going to be able to be driving so much. In fact, they're coming up with a wonderful new idea. My goodness, what we're going to do is start charging you for every mile you drive. We're going to have some sort of a meter installed on your car at your expense so we can track the number of miles you drive, because that's increasing your carbon footprint, because the CO2 that's generated is causing global warming, and everybody knows, despite the fact it's getting colder, that we have global warming. If you don't, why, every scientist agrees. Well, every reputable scientist agrees. But you know, a lie told often enough comes to be believed, and that's what's happened, and that's what, unfortunately, they control the media, they control the educational system, they have their footprint in our churches, and certainly they control the government. And that's why Dr. Michael Kaufman has put together a great new DVD, which we will carry, which, of course, on global warming, he has an older one we've carried for many years, but this new one is designed to be shown in classrooms, shown short, concise sections of this, to put the truth out, the fact that this whole thing is one of the greatest scams ever perpetrated on humanity. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
I'm glad to be back with you, Stan.
Why don't you go ahead, you pick up the story. I'm going to be quiet. You tell our listeners why this is a scam. How can this possibly be when every reputable scientist, there's no longer any scientific question at all. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, has agreed that it's real. The government agrees it's real. The EPA reveals it's real. I think even the FDA agrees. Why everybody's in agreement, why the FDA would, I don't know, but go ahead. What's the truth?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you mention all these different agencies and organizations that say it's true, because they're all political in nature. The only one that is not mentioned is the scientific community at large. And I would say now, Stan, that probably the majority of scientists who have any background necessary to interpret the data on global warming have basically said it cannot be caused by carbon dioxide. We'll talk more about why that is in a little bit, but the fact is that it's always been a lie. There has never been a consensus in the scientific community that man is causing global warming. Never. And what is happening is that you have a political machine, just as you alluded, that is driving the media to say that we are having a consensus amongst all the scientists that man is causing global warming. Now, let me just give you an example. The IPCC, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, is made up of several thousand scientists. You've heard this, or people, I should say, not necessarily scientists. You've heard this many, many times, that there's this vast consensus of 2,500 scientists that we're having a man-caused global warming. Well, let me just break that down for you. Out of the 2,500, less than 100 of them are actually climate scientists. There are some specialists in other areas, like economists and so forth. But less than 100 are actual climatologists. Of that, only 52 actually were writing the 2007 Summary for Policymakers and the actual documents, the release that was done in 2007. So out of the 52, we're down to 52 scientists now. Out of those 52, only 4 even begin to agree with what was said in the Summary for Policymakers, which, of course, is what the media picks up. And of those 4, only 2 agreed wholeheartedly. So out of the so-called 2,500 scientists, only 2 totally agreed with the consensus, or the supposed consensus, that there was a 90% chance that, or 90% probability that man was causing global warming. Only 2.
Well, how can Al Gore then claim that this is a scientific fact?
Well, because they're lying. They're lying through the teeth. It's a fraud. It's an absolute blatant lie that has swept across the world in an unbelievable indoctrination campaign, in which at one time, a couple of years ago, at least 80% of the American people thought that at least man probably was causing global warming. Ironically, that has dropped to 41% as of a couple of weeks ago. It is really beginning to become apparent to the average American citizen that 2 years of extremely cold winters and cool summers is not global warming. We've had very cool climate or weather these past couple of years. And, in fact, the last 10 years, it has been, there has been no warming whatsoever. None. And yet carbon dioxide continues to go up.
Well, of course, they're going to say, well, this is climate change, and climate change is caused by the carbon dioxide. I mean, they always have an excuse for it. So they're not talking so much about, you know, global warming, but who could question we have climate change, and obviously carbon dioxide is responsible.
Well, you know, that is more proof for the lie.
I know.
Because we know very clearly that we have about anywhere from a 28 to 35, 40-year cycle of warming and cooling. That's superimposed upon a 120-year cycle, which is superimposed on a 1,500-year cycle, which is imposed upon a 100,000 or a 10,000-year cycle. But nonetheless, the warming that we saw from 1975 roughly to 1995 is over. We're in a cooling cycle right now, and they knew it was coming. And so as a consequence, a few years ago, they began to change global warming in the media to climate change in order to be able to still continue to fool the American population into believing that man was so responsible for climate change. But they can't have it both ways, and we can pick that up after the break.
Okay, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Kaufman. But ladies and gentlemen, because they control the media, they control all the newspapers, I'm sure glad they're going out of business.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I understand, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and of course he's been working on these environmental issues for many years, done a great job, got a great new DVD, which we will be carrying. What's the title of this one? Because we have your previous DVD on global warming. What's this one called?
This one's called Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, and it's designed to do two things. It has the most recent scientific information in it, as well, and it's really, really hard-hitting because the stuff that's come out in the last year or so is just mind-boggling in its condemnation or its ability to disprove man-caused global warming. It cannot be happening. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. The other is that it's designed to be either used, looked at by the general audience, or to be used in a classroom. And it's divided up into three lessons, lesson plans, the teacher is able to download lesson plans off the internet for teaching during the classroom with questions and background information, the student section, the teacher section, and all the rest. And one of the hopes that we have is that people will buy this DVD. In fact, you can buy a combo with this, one for yourself and one for your teacher at a very steep discount. And we hope that we're going to be able to get this into every classroom, in every science classroom, in high school and middle school, in America, because right now our kids are being brainwashed. I've done an analysis of many of the school textbooks that are being used in both elementary as well as high schools, and the propaganda about global warming that is in those textbooks is horrifying. Not every single textbook, but the vast majority of them are really, really horrifying, because it basically accepts the fact that man is causing global warming, and we have to make these enormous sacrifices to the tune of thousands of dollars per year per family in order to be able to stop global warming. Well, let me tell you, if it is natural, as we show in this particular DVD, then no matter how much money we spend, you can spend your entire paycheck on giving it to the government to fight global warming. It is not going to change a single thing.
And, Chris, I think it's so important that people understand that our educational system is not there to educate our children. It's to indoctrinate them with what
yes.
the elite wants them to believe. And this whole scam of global warming is basically an attack on the industrial base of our society, because you're going to have to certainly limit the availability of electricity, drive the price up so high. Without power, you can't have an industrialized nation. But they do not want America to be an industrialized nation. They want us to become a third world nation, an impoverished nation. And people say, that's crazy, Doc. Who in their right mind would want to do that? And, well, these people are not in their right mind. They have a different worldview. And if you haven't read the Earth Charter, you've got to read the Earth Charter. Michael knows about that. He was one of the people who fought against that at the meeting. I think it was in 2002 in Johannesburg, and fortunately it was not adopted by the United Nations, but it is still the master plan to deindustrialize America, equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's what it says. That's what they're in the process of doing. And global warming, the global warming scam, which is being pushed by the controlled media, and literally every newspaper in America is involved, every major network, radio and television, every major magazine, they're all controlled by an elite who want to destroy our nation. America is under attack from within today, and global warming is a total scam. These are great sections. There are actually three sections in this DVD. We watched it over the weekend, and you'll want to get it as well. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, I want to give a little bit of example behind what you're saying with what's going on in Congress and the fact that what they're doing is insane. Their energy policy is that we should try to become energy independent, right? I mean, that's what they've been screaming about the last 6 or 8 months or a year now because of $4 gasoline prices last summer. Well, the Congress last week came within two votes of passing a lands bill that calls the Omnibus Lands Management Act of 2009 that would have locked up 26 million acres of shale oil. Now, why is that important? Well, shale oil holds a 500-year supply of oil at current consumption rates for the United States. A 500-year supply. Shell oil has spent over $1 billion developing the technology necessary to extract it environmentally safely and economically. And yet, Congress came within two votes. The Senate has already passed it. Congress came within two votes of passing this that it would lock up all of that resource, energy, and oil forever. And yet, at the other side, publicly they're screaming, we have to become energy independent, and then the action that they took would be deliberately locking up the only way that we have of becoming almost totally energy independent.
Well, I mean, Plenty of oil. I mean, certainly the oil offshore and the Ventura Basin alone,
yes.
It would last us, you know, for many decades.
Yes, it
but
would.
They block the development of our oil, and they're not telling the American people that. They keep saying we're running out of oil, but they've been saying it for 100 years to keep the price up. And of course, and nuclear energy would relieve so much of our problem. We can build nuclear plants. We're actually subsidizing the nuclear plants being built throughout the world. But we can't have it here because, after all, we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. Well, why don't we simply recycle it like everybody else does? Oh, we couldn't do that. why, we might end up with some plutonium, and that could be used for a nuclear bomb, and Osama bin Laden could steal the plutonium and drop a nuclear bomb on New York City. Oh, we couldn't have nuclear, you know, nuclear energy in this country. Go ahead, Michael. I'll be quiet.
It's insane. If Osama bin Laden wanted to do that, he can do it from France, because France, 70% of France's energy is from nuclear power, and they don't have near the safeguards on their nuclear energy processes that we would have in ours. Every argument that they would use is ludicrous. The argument back 10 years ago that we cannot develop the North Slope, or we cannot develop offshore oil and so forth, because it's environmentally damaging. Well, it's not environmentally damaging. We have got technology to be able to handle that where very effectively. And now, last summer, they were screaming, well, we can't, you know, it's too late now. It'll take too many years to develop oil to have any effect on the price of gasoline. These politicians are leading us down the primrose path, and we have to get them out of office. We really do. I'm all in favor of throwing every single one of them out of office, including the good ones, if it means that we get somebody in there that is going to be making rational decisions for our future, because right now we have a political machine in there that is not acting in any stretch of the imagination in the benefit of the American people. None. There are good senators, there are good congressmen in there, but they are few and far between, and we need to get them out of office, clean house. And that's what I'm going to be pushing the next year and a half until the next elections, because we have to tell Congress that we're not going to put up with their garbage anymore and their double talk. He listened to Barney Frank and so forth condemning all these people, and he's the one, if there's one congressman in the Congress of the United States, he has set us up for what has happened the past year more than any single other person in Congress, and yet he's blaming everyone but himself. These people have to go.
I agree, I mean, especially Barney Frank. He is so disreputable. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, back to global warming. We have a situation where it's very, very clear at this particular point in time, and this new DVD is an astonishing DVD. I don't know what you thought of it.
I thought it was excellent.
The comments that we're getting back is that it is outstanding, the quality is excellent, and the ability for the average student, we've tested this out in audiences of well over 100 students from anywhere from 10 years old and up, and every one of them understood it except for one. There was one little confusion for that one student in one point. But everybody understood it, and it was very clear. I mean, it's hard to argue with the facts once you put them out and not clouded up with all the smoke and mirrors and so forth that the opposition is throwing up to confuse the issue. It is very clear that man cannot be causing global warming. And one of the clearest evidences, there's two actually, because one has just come out here in the last few months. But it's clear, if you take a fingerprint, let's call it DNA. If you take DNA, you can pretty much identify the person. We've seen this on CSI and many of the programs that are on television right now. Well, there is a fingerprint or DNA sample in man-caused global warming. It's very clear what it is. And if we actually compare that to what is actually happening by actual measurements through use of balloons and so forth, you've seen these balloons that go up in the atmosphere and they measure temperature and so forth at various elevations in various places around the world, what you find is that there is no relationship whatsoever. In other words, the DNA example does not coincide, therefore it cannot be man-caused global warming. It cannot be. And I'll repeat it one more time in case you missed it. It cannot be man-caused global warming. It is physically impossible. There is no match, and as a consequence, the whole thing, and we've known this for years, is a fraud. There is no question whatsoever about it right now.
But what about the melting ice caps? I mean, the Arctic ice caps.
Right. We did have global warming in the 20th century, although from the period from 1945 to 1975, it was cooling. Nonetheless, for the most part of the 20th century, we had warming. But we had what is called the Little Ice Age back in the 17th and 18th centuries, which actually was about 2 degrees cooler than it is right now. And we have been warming up ever since then. not too surprising that we're still warming up, because we're still a couple degrees below what it was in 1200 A.D. We still have to warm quite a bit more before we come to the what we call the medieval optimum that occurred about 1200, 1100 A.D. So the fact that we're warming shouldn't surprise anyone. And the fact that we are seeing this kind of warming is a natural phenomenon in which we never can say, I mean, it's impossible to say or separate this out from the natural cycle of planet Earth. And for them to basically say it's man-caused is a fraud that is now beyond belief. It is a fraud that is an absolute lie. And the whole purpose, as you introduced the program, Stan, is to gain control over the U.S. economy and the economies of the world so that we have what we call global governance. That is the whole entire objective of what we're seeing to do. The downside of this is that this is being taught to our kids in high school, in middle school, even in elementary school. All this is a little bit advanced. Our DVD is a little bit advanced for elementary school. It is a tragedy. It is, I believe, criminal, because what it's doing is not only brainwashing those kids into believing a false assumption, but it's also terrorizing them, because the way Al Gore, for instance, goes around saying this is that say that their lives are at risk if we continue to do this. And there is now solid evidence that is having a negative psychological effect on these kids, because they cannot discern what is real and what is not real. They have no lattice of understanding, a framework of understanding to put this in perspective and to not let it terrorize them. It's like there's really a boogeyman in your room and you're going to die unless you do something. It's really what happens with these kids. And as a consequence, it's led us to create this DVD to try to get it into these high schools and so forth, in middle schools, in order to show these kids. And of course, not all high school teachers are going to show this. They love Al Gore's movie. By the way, for those of you who do not know this, and I think most of you probably do, Al Gore's movie, Inconvenient Truth, has been banned in England. Why? Because they have found a series of errors. They defined 9 major errors in his movie. There's actually over 30 that are actually in that DVD. But nonetheless, there are 9 major errors, and the British court basically said you could not show this in the British classrooms unless you show an opposition DVD to counterbalance it, or you show it with a disclaimer to the kids that it is a propaganda tool, not the actual. It has scientific errors and is so alarmist that it is not credible as a teaching tool. So that's how bad his DVD is. We need to have something that, yet it's being shown through high schools and middle schools and so forth throughout the country. We need to have something to oppose it. And many high school and middle school teachers want to have something. Not all of them. A lot of them are just locked up into this mentality that man is destroying the earth and nothing you're going to say to them is going to change their mind. But the vast majority want something, a teaching tool that will effectively counteract this.
And we'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Kaufman talking about his new DVD on global warming.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month, lots of room for sign exposure, and 500 square feet.
Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Dr. Kaufman, would you like to get your web page out there? We will be carrying your video, but you have a lot of great information. So why don't you get your web page out so people would know where they can get valid information on global warming and this whole environmental scam?
Well, I would encourage anybody that wants to get this DVD to get it from Stan, because he's the one that is hosting this program. However, we do have a website, actually several sites. DiscerningToday.org is our primary Christian-oriented website. That's DiscerningToday.org. That's D-I-S-C-E-R-N-I-N-G, today.org. And in that, we have not only these kinds of DVDs, but a lot of other material to help you understand what's going on in the drive towards creating this global governance through radical environmentalism. We also have our DVD, or warmingdvd.com, where you can buy or look at more of the evidence and so forth for the global governance side of it. And, of course, our new website, if you want to take a look and see what's available to homeschoolers, to teachers, and so forth, that one is Global Warming Classroom, globalwarmingclassroom.info, or info. So it's globalwarmingclassroom.info, and you can see the wealth of information that is there to help teachers and so forth teach this material intelligently in our classrooms.
Well, are the teachers allowed to tell the children the truth? Obviously, the people who control our educational institutions have a bias, have a definite agenda. They really have this intense hatred for America. If they can convince the people global warming is real, we're just going to have to deindustrialize our society, turn off our air conditioning, turn off our heat, and they just huddle down in our little homes, wages are going to fall, and we're going to see the lowering of our living standards, but that's what they want. And that's exactly why, in my estimation, they've intentionally precipitated the current economic crisis. But this whole thing, global warming scam, and certainly globalization go right along with this whole process. But what about the teachers? Are they allowed to teach the truth in the classroom?
In some states, it's very questionable whether or not they can legally get information from the outside, although most states still are fairly open about teaching or teachers finding information from external sites and so forth. That's what we're counting on in the vast majority of states. And there is the other opportunity is that a lot of teachers do not want to teach this garbage, but they have no choice because of the material that's available. If they had the chance of showing this DVD in their classroom, they would. Now, they may be stopped next year or the year after when the school board finds out what they're doing and so forth. But at least you have a big chunk of this generation's high school and middle school teachers or kids being exposed to the other side of the story, what is basically the truth. And even if they're stopped, we have a huge chunk of the kids that have now the other side of the story and are beginning to realize, and this is the critical point, if all of a sudden these kids, because they're intelligent, if all of a sudden they realize that they're being lied to in one segment of their political education, because that's what most of the school education is today, is about politics, it's not about education, then they start to question the rest of what they're being told and will start to hopefully have an inquisitive mind to find out what the truth really is on a wide variety of subjects and beyond just global warming. That is my hope. I fully expect us to run in tremendous opposition from the NEA, for instance, in the near future once they begin to realize that this is happening. But if we can get it into the classroom quickly and so that most of your teachers will use it. Now, not all of them will, because there are those who are teachers that are 150% convinced that man is causing global warming, and you're not going to ever convince them otherwise. It's a religion to them, and as a consequence, they're not going to show this no matter what. But I suspect, based on the context that I've made into those organizations that are involved in education, the vast majority of teachers really want this material. They really do. The information that we've had in the past, not me personally, but these organizations have put out during state teachers' meetings, conferences, and so forth, this is snatched up almost immediately, hundreds of these things that are being put out. However, there has not been anything available to oppose Al Gore's DVD, Inconvenient Truth. And this particular DVD takes him head-on and basically shows the students how he lied. Now, I don't call him a liar in the DVD, but nonetheless, it's very obvious to the student that they have been hoodwinked, that this whole thing is nothing but a lie. And I would encourage you to get it from Dr. Stan.
All right, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment.
Our phone number is 207-945-9878. If you have any questions, that's 207-945-9878.
All right, and if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Dr. Kaufman, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. This whole situation would be humorous if it weren't so deadly serious, and the fact that there is an attack on America from within our own society, the fact that Al Gore can get away with lying, and Chris, he makes a lot of money because he's selling carbon credits, making millions of dollars off this whole scam. And not only that, but he got a Nobel Peace Prize, which shows how fraudulent these prizes are and how we should look down upon so many of the people who get them rather than adulate them. I mean, when Al Gore can get a fraudulent Nobel Prize, you know, for something that is totally unscientific and a lie, shows how far our country has gone into depravity, how the whole world is following along, because there is a coordinated effort to destroy the infrastructure of the world in the name of protecting the world from global warming. Now, there are environmental problems, very legitimate environmental problems. A lot of them are created by the government and the things that they're allowing in our food and in our water that they know are poisonous, but global warming is certainly not one of them. And now they talk about, well, it's not so much global warming. Yeah, it's pretty hard to convince people that global warming, when things are so cool. Now it's climate change, and everybody knows that climate change is what's doing it. Now, why isn't CO2 a greenhouse gas, or at least why shouldn't we be concerned about the rising level of CO2? I mean, you don't dispute the fact that CO2 is rising, do you?
No, not at all. There is no question that it's rising. The question is, why is it rising? And there is as much evidence to suggest that because the Earth is warming, the level of carbon dioxide is also increasing from one reason. The ocean holds 40 times more carbon dioxide in suspension or in solution than is found in the atmosphere. And the amount of carbon dioxide that can be held by the ocean is very sensitive to temperature. When you start to have more solar radiation coming in from the sun, which is really the key to this whole process, the ocean gradually warms. Now, it can take 100 years or 200 years like we've seen since the 1800s. And when that ocean warms, lo and behold, it cannot hold as much carbon dioxide, and therefore a lot of that carbon dioxide goes out of solution in the oceans and into the atmosphere. Hence, you have rising CO2 in our atmosphere. No surprise there. We have known this for decades.
Hold on, Doc. We'll be back in just a moment, Michael, right here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I wonder if you are as incensed as I am at the fact that they're lying to our children, they're frightening our children, but more than that, they want to destroy the industrial base of this country by saying we can't be using, you know, any sort of carbon-based fuel to create electricity. And since about half of our plants in this country are still coal fires, because we can't use, certainly oil is too expensive, and certainly natural gas is fairly expensive, and nuclear, we're just not allowed to use nuclear, which everybody else is using. It's our technology, and we're helping them use it throughout the world, but they refuse to use it here, and it would not produce any carbon dioxide at all. But they don't want a solution to the problem, ladies and gentlemen. They want the problem because they want to destroy the industrial base of our country, which cannot exist unless we have a plentiful and cheap electricity. Well, Michael, certainly, what about the CO2, though? How can we address the issue of CO2, the CO2 is actually increasing, and isn't CO2 a greenhouse gas?
Yes, it is. There's two things about CO2 that the listening audience needs to understand. First of all, CO2 is what I call a miracle gas. It is basically a gas that we need to have in our atmosphere for life on Earth. It is basically the gas that provides the food source for plants. The plants actually convert it into food, and then the byproducts of this is oxygen that we need. It is absolutely essential for the cycle of life here on planet Earth. You cannot go without it. Now, when Earth was created, what happened was the carbon dioxide levels were up to 10 times higher in our atmosphere than they are today. Most of that has been precipitated out in sedimentary rock through the flood. And therefore, we're oxygen starved in our atmosphere today. And as a consequence, plants are starved, like as you're trying to live on 500 calories a day type of thing for your own body. Plants are also starved for carbon dioxide. And the more carbon dioxide you give it, the faster they will grow, the healthier they'll become, and the more food they will produce. And it is already estimated by our agricultural specialists that we've increased food production worldwide by anywhere from 10 to 12% over the last 50 years because of the increased carbon dioxide that we've put into our atmosphere. So it is a miracle gas. This is cool. This is worldwide. This is at no cost whatsoever. 10 to 12% increase in food production for no other reason than carbon dioxide. And this is available to the poor and so forth of the third world nations as well as it is for us. So it is a mechanism by which we can help grow more food for Earth's population. If we were to double the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it would actually increase our food production by anywhere from 25 to 50%. 25 to 50%. Now, if our population is going to expand anymore, we need to have a good source of food production. And this is an outstanding, basically free source of increased food production for the world.
Let's see. We have somebody on the line. Let's see who we have. Who's calling in?
This is Phil in Greeley.
Hi, Phil. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I missed the beginning of the show. Is the video that you're talking about the one that Michael did a couple of years ago, global governance?
No, this is a total new one. It is basically divided into three parts, and it's designed to be shown in schools or to any group. Each segment's about, maybe 20 or 30 minutes long. Very, very well done.
Is it all on one disc?
Yes, it's all in one DVD.
Okay, what's that one called?
Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding.
Emerging Science and Understanding, and you can get that simply by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927.
Is that on your website, Dr.
No, Stan? It's not. It's brand new. We've just, I hope my secretary's ordered it. I asked her to, but we will have it in very, very shortly. You can order it through our 800 number, but it's emerging, global warming, emerging science. That's how we'll label it.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Okay,
and I hope our other listeners out there will want to call in. Please wait for a few minutes. I've got to call my exchange right after the program and make sure that they have it listed there. But we think this is vitally important, and we want it out. Go ahead, Michael.
Absolutely. The other side of the global war, this carbon dioxide issue, is that you're never told, ever, that carbon dioxide's effectiveness as a greenhouse gas diminishes logarithmically.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Logarithmically. What that means is that the first 50 parts per million in our atmosphere is very effective as a greenhouse gas. If we go from 250 parts per million to 300 parts per million, as we've done in the last 50 years, actually it's a little bit more than that, but that same 50 parts per million only is marginally effective. In other words, it's the ability for carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas to be effective for its purpose is remarkably diminished. And as a consequence, we could add five times the amount of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere than we have right now, and it would still only increase our Earth's temperature by maybe a couple degrees, and that's it, at the most, because it has very little efficacy at the concentrations that we have now. Every time you increase it, it becomes less efficient as a greenhouse gas. What does this mean? It basically means that carbon dioxide, no matter how much you increase it, isn't going to have much of an impact. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky and a little complicated and hard to understand. Well, why then do the models themselves show that an increase in carbon dioxide shows this huge increase in temperatures? Because the models are wrong. Simple as that. What they've done is basically said that the increase in carbon dioxide increases the amount of cirrus cloud formation in the high stratosphere. Now, that's way up there, several 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 feet. That type of cirrus clouds, those are the high, thin layer clouds that allows a lot of sun through, but it traps a lot of the long-wave radiation being emitted by the Earth, which amplifies, and basically they say that carbon dioxide will help create those cirrus clouds, and therefore, because these cirrus clouds are being formed, that is what drives the increased warming. It's not carbon dioxide itself. I know it gets a little complicated, but nonetheless, that is the theory that goes into all these greenhouse gas models. And as a result of that, that's where the warming is supposed to come from. But guess what? It's not happening that way. They're not increasing cirrus clouds at all.
Hey, we're out of time, Michael. Out. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later on one of our other programs.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Not just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We have his previous DVD, which is excellent. We have the new one. It's called Global Warming, Emerging Science. The other one's just called Global Warming and World Government, as I remember. This one will be called Global Warming, Emerging Science. And we have his previous one. We have a four-tape set on global warming. We actually have several books on this, A Politically Incorrect View of Science, I think, goes a great deal into that. And certainly if you call our 800 number and ask about the material we have on science, we have a book called Global Warming a la Gore, I believe it is, Global Warming a la Gore, showing the lie of this whole thing, but a lie told often enough, especially when you control the media, comes to be believed by the masses of the people. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. The book, The Politically Correct View, The Politically Correct View on science, or maybe on global warming, the book of Global Warming, a la Gore, and then, of course, the two DVDs, the four tapes that we have. But it's part of the overall program on sustainable development that is aimed at destroying our society. We actually have a syllabus on sustainable development. We have a four-tape set on it. We have a DVD that really goes with the syllabus. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. Because there really is a plan to bring about a one-world government. That's why they precipitated this financial crisis that's taking away people's homes and taking away their jobs. This whole thing is contrived. And they can throw all the money they want at this. It's not going to get the financial markets working because the big banks, which are part and parcel of this scam, of course, don't want a solution. They want the problem so they can control you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go into the background of the Trilateral Commission, you'll find out, I mean, there's only 87 Americans who are members of the North American chapter, and yet they control Goldman Sachs Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Citigroup. The whole banking industry is either controlled by the Council on, by the Trilateral Commission or their subsidiary Council on Foreign Relations. Almost every one of our banks are tied into this, the major banks, not the small banks. The small banks, of course, they're not loaning because the Federal Reserve is paying them interest on their reserves. So they're putting all their money there because, well, they're uncertain and they don't want to loan on a home because the value of the home may very well fall over the next year, and very soon the loan could be worth more than the house would be. And so small banks are concerned about loaning at the present time, and now they're coming up with a new accounting scam. They're going to have to change something called mark-to-market. If they're holding things that they bought for a certain price, the price has gone down. That will be used against their reserves. And in the middle of a crisis, while they're doing something to aimed at increasing the crisis, they don't want the solution, and all these trillions of dollars they're throwing in is simply to transfer the wealth of the American people to the elite. What do you think AIG is all about? AIG is not about bonuses that they're paying to the executives. It's about the transfer of our wealth to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. They're the ones that are getting all the money because of the derivative contracts that in the European banks. And the greatest transfer of wealth that's ever taken place is taking place now from the people in the country to the major financial institutions. And the rich are going to get richer. And I've got nothing against wealth accumulation. But you see, these are part of secret societies whose real goal is a one world government. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Office or commercial space for rent? Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now.